It's here.
Still on his feet. Left side touchdown.
The wait is over.
Throws it up in traffic and it's intercepted.
High school football begins now. .9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, and Merritt Store and Grill present the High School Football Game of the Week. All season, join Anthony Wellman, Jeff Hamlin, Paul Connell, and Walter Storholt for twice the games on 97.9 FM and streaming live on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Got a man right sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown.
WCHL Championship Sports High School Game of the Week is presented by Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance in Chapel Hill. And in Hillsboro, AAI Nationwide Insurance.
Go on his feet, left side, touchdown.
Get ready for all the action, all the excitement, and exclusive coverage you can't find anywhere else. High school football kicks off now. Here's your host, Paul Connell.
What do you expect when you get to the 3AA state playoffs? Sometimes it's familiarity. Certainly that was the case last week when Southern Durham took on Chapel Hill. Those two teams were very familiar with one another. After all, they are conference rivals and they play during the regular season. And sometimes you run into the unknown. And that's the case for the Orange Panthers tonight. Orange comes into the game 11-1 against an opponent that not only they've never played, but is only in its third year as a high school. The Cleveland Rams, a team established back in 2011, but very quickly has experienced success. And tonight, Cleveland, the champions of the Two Rivers Conference, will take on the Orange Panthers here in Johnston County. And we're very happy you're with us here tonight in Clayton. I'm Jeff Hamlin here, high above Ram Stadium, as we get ready for a Cleveland team that wound up winning the Two Rivers Championship and with an overall mark of 9-3 against an Orange team, the runner-ups of the Big 8 Conference with 11-1 overall record. We'll let you know exactly what to expect in tonight's contest, the injuries, what Cleveland is like, and what Orange will face in this most difficult test as they try to go to the third round of the playoffs and send their season past Thanksgiving. Tonight, it is the 11-1 Orange Panthers going against the 9-3 Cleveland Rams. And you'll hear it all right here on chapelboro.com and 97.9 WCHL.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
when Orange Panther fans saw the Cleveland Rams as their potential opponent in the second round of the state playoffs, many longtime football fans might have thought of, say, the 1940 or 1950s era NFL. After all, that was what the Cleveland Rams were before they moved out to Los Angeles. They were an NFL team before the Browns and before the Los Angeles Rams. But indeed, the team the Panthers will face tonight is a very new squad, one that's only in its third year. In a lot of cases, most schools that start up have to wait 1 year, maybe two, sometimes three, just to win one football game. That was the case for Riverside High School back in 1991 and Leesville Road in 1994. Both have progressed dramatically since then and have played for state championships. Cleveland has hardly had to wait. The learning curve was short indeed as Mark Morris came in as the head coach of the Rams from Harnett Central. He led Harnett Central to the 2010 4A state championship game where they wound up losing to A.C. Reynolds over at Carter-Finley Stadium. And when Morris saw an opportunity to jump over to Johnston County in Clayton to take on his own program and start it up from scratch, he jumped at the chance. And success has quickly followed. This is a Cleveland team that is 32-9 in its brief history in just 3 years as a high school. And this year, they did something they haven't done in their previous two, and that's win a conference championship, the Two Rivers Conference title. And tonight, they go against an Orange team that has gotten used to postseason success. And now Orange will try to advance to the third round of the state playoffs for the second consecutive year. And good evening from Clayton. This is Jeff Hamlin here with you on 97.9 WCHL and ChampaBurl.com as we get ready for the 11-1 Orange Panthers going up against an 8-3 Cleveland squad. No one likes to compare scores, but if you like to do so, you can't help but look at these two rosters and notice that Orange wound up playing Riverside back during the third week of the season, and the Panthers shut out the Pirates by a score of 42-0. Meanwhile, not only did Cleveland wind up losing to the Pirates, but they got thumped by them, losing by a score of 63-41. Needless to say, this is a Cleveland team that likes to score an awful lot of points. In fact, they've scored over 30 points in every game they faced this year. They run the spread offense, and in fact, this is a team that doesn't react to the spread like a lot of teams do. Most teams, when they run the spread, simply use the pass to set up the run. This Cleveland team does the exact opposite. They run an awful lot out of the spread offense. How much? Well, their quarterback, Aaron Farmer, is a 1,000-yard rusher, as well as a 1,000-yard passer. As for the main running back, that's Isaac Martin, and he's the young man who's used to success indeed. He has run for over 1,000 yards this season, and he has been elected to the Shrine Bowl team. He will represent North Carolina when they take on South Carolina during the holidays. So this is a Cleveland team that mainly runs the ball, even though they line up in a pass-happy formation. When they elect to pass the ball, the main receivers on the team, Greg Tyler, along with Patrick Zeziquel, and you'll also see at times tonight Alex Rain as wide receivers. Now, when I talked to Coach Pat Moser of Orange earlier tonight, he couldn't stop talking about the defensive tackles for Cleveland because those are two tackles that are good at shutting down the run. We're talking about Chandler Boykin along with Sterling Johnson. Those are two college prospects that the Panthers will have to look out for if they're going to start up their double wing tonight and get their offense running in a fluid way. As for Orange, they come in off a solid victory last week over Rocky Mount, one that wasn't particularly spectacular on the stat sheet, but nonetheless, the Panthers got the job done, and it also impressed the folks over at WRAL Television, as the Panthers wound up having Pat Pettiford, their wingback, as well as a defensive back, named the Extra Effort Award winner for the week. Patrick stands out in the classroom, of course, and on the gridiron as well. He has rushed for over 400 yards this season now. In all purpose, he has eclipsed 900 yards on the season. Of course, if Orange is going to start their own running attack, they'll look for Pettiford along with Tay Jones, who now is coming up on 1,300 yards rushing on the season. Tay last week had a relatively mild total by his normal standard of only 63 yards on the ground against Rocky Mount. But simply put, in that game against the Griffons, that was more of a ball control game instead of a game where a lot of teams are going to put up a lot of points. So that's the way things line up for Orange here tonight as they go up against a very determined Cleveland squad that lines up in black uniforms with Carolina blue trim and Carolina blue numbers, orange in their road uniforms with white tops and white pants with orange numbers and orange helmets. Another thing that stands out about this Cleveland team is the fact that they came through this year and won the conference championship in the Two Rivers League, despite the fact that they only played four home games during the regular season. One of those home games, though, was against Garner. And during that game, Cleveland wound up getting two touchdown runs from Aaron Farmer, the quarterback, as well as two touchdown runs from Isaac Martin. And Cleveland wound up beating the Trojans by 1 point, 40-39, and they ended Garner's 30-game regular season winning streak. The students here at Ram Stadium were so enthused, they wound up rushing the field after that contest. It was one of only four home games that the Rams had this year. But here tonight, they're at home for the second straight week after beating Grays Creek last week. The Rams will entertain the Panthers. The winner will move on to take on either Southern Durham or Cardinal Gibbons in the next round of the state playoffs. We'll have a look at the playoffs in just a moment, but first, this two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school football. It's Orange versus Cleveland in the second round of the 3AA state playoffs, and you're hearing it here on 97.9 WCHL and chapelboro.com.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. XTRAC laser therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, XTRAC therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at centralderm.net.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek. And even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you could start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
It's Orange versus Cleveland here tonight in the second round of the 3AA state playoffs. And I'm Jeff Hamlin here with you. Very happy you're with us. As we're live here tonight, getting ready for football, the first ever matchup between the Rams and the Panthers, and what's going to be an interesting contest between these two teams because Orange has never faced Cleveland before. Of course, Cleveland in only its third year as a high school. One of the things that the Panthers are going to have to do tonight is make up for the loss of Zach Wagner. Wagner wound up suffering a dislocated left kneecap last week in the first quarter of the victory over Rocky Mount. Wagner is the starting right guard, and if you know anything about the double wing offense for Orange, it's the fact that it relies a lot on the offensive line, as all offenses do, really. But of course, when you get right down to it, the running game is what predicates the double wing offense. And, of course, you need a good offensive line to jumpstart the running game. Wagner was one of the top guards on the team, one of the top offensive linemen. He is now out for the season. I was talking to Zach actually before the game tonight, and he mentioned that what happened on the play was that an opposing Orange player dove for a loose ball, and during the process, he wound up clipping Zach's knee by accident, and Wagner went down, and he is now out for the rest of the playoffs. Wagner told me tonight that he wound up starting rehab on Tuesday, had an MRI. He may have a torn MCL. It is certainly strained, but he is out for the season. So in his place will be Austin Sykes, someone who has played off and on during the varsity season for Orange. And we could be seeing Paul Mathis fill in at right guard as well tonight, and perhaps on other spots along the offensive line for the Panthers. We were talking about Cleveland's loss earlier to Riverside. One of the things that Cleveland had to do immediately after that was improve their defense. Needless to say, when you give up 63 points, something has to change. And that's exactly what Coach Mark Morris did with his squad, as he challenged its defense to become better each and every game. And that is exactly what they have done over the course of their conference season. Their closest game, as it turned out, came against another school that's only 3 years old that started at the same time that Cleveland did, and that's Cornuth Holdings, as those two teams played a one-point, very tight contest here, and Cleveland wound up winning by 1 point earlier this year, and that one all but gave Cleveland the conference championship, as the Rams wound up experiencing a lot of success during the course of the season. They started it with a difficult loss to Clayton to begin the campaign, but then came that victory over Garner that really captured the imagination of the school and certainly was probably the biggest win, aside from, or at least the biggest regular season win that the school has ever had. So from that point forward, they went on to conference play, and the Rams finished undefeated in Two Rivers conference play this year. They spent the first 2 years in the Eastern Carolina 3A Conference. Both years, they were a runner-up to the Triton Hawks. This year, though, the conference season lined up like this for Cleveland. Wins over Cornuth Holders, South Johnston. They defeated Triton 31-28, which was one of their four home games during the regular season. They also defeated South Johnston 3 weeks ago, 34-12. And to conclude the regular season, they knocked off Western Harnett at Western Harnett by a score of 35-16. So this Cleveland team, ever since giving up those 63 points to Riverside in a 63-49 loss, shut out Smithfield-Selma, gave up 28 to Triton in a win, gave up 32 to Cornuth Holders in a win, gave up only a dozen to South Johnston, 16 to Western Harnett, and last week only 13 to Grays Creek. Why did the defense make such a big adjustment? How did they do it? Well, it goes back to those defensive tackles we were talking about earlier. Chandler Boykin, along with Sterling Johnson for Cleveland. And, of course, this is an offense that's given up, as I mentioned earlier, that has scored over 30 points in every game but one this year. The lone game where they didn't eclipse 30 points came against Clayton, where they lost 53-29 in the season opener. That was over at Clayton. But again, this is a team that will line up three wide receivers an awful lot tonight, and we'll see their quarterback, Aaron Farmer, as well as Isaac Martin, keep the ball an awful lot here tonight. So expect a lot of running here if these two offenses live up to the hype. Another headline for Orange is the health of Joe Piscatelli, who had his cast removed earlier this week. Joe suffered a broken wrist in a victory earlier this year over Northwood. He has played quarterback the last 2 weeks, but he has still played with that cast. Obviously, with the cast, he wasn't able to catch the ball as well. Now he has the cast removed, and there's a chance that he could wind up as a wide receiver tonight. We're going to do a timeout here, as the national anthem is about to be played here at Ram Stadium, and we'll get ready for kickoff between Orange and Cleveland. You're listening to high school football here on 97.9 WCHL and chapelboro.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek, and even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you can start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Jeff Hamlin back with you here as we come at you live tonight from Clayton, North Carolina. Orange taking on Cleveland, and the two teams about to run through the banners here as we get set for action. Also tonight, the winner of this game will take on the winner of the Southern Durham game against Cardinal Gibbons. Cardinal Gibbons making their second trek over to Spartan Stadium tonight to take on Southern Durham, the Big 8 Conference champions. Last week, Cardinal Gibbons managed to dispose of Triton, the team that finished as the runner-ups in the Two Rivers Conference, while Southern Durham managed to dismiss a very good Chapel Hill team over at Spartan Stadium. Now, earlier this year, Southern Durham managed to dispose of Cardinal Gibbons in simple fashion. And it'll be interesting to see how much scoring there'll be in that one. Of course, those two teams put plenty of points on the board, but the answer is always, when it comes to a matchup between those two teams, is exactly how well can the defense going up against Southern Durham contain all of those Spartan threats, those huge big play threats that they have. So many that they have to face, and so many that quarterback Kendall Hinton can throw to in various situations. So we'll be keeping you updated on that game, as well as all the other games going on in the 3AA ranks and other games going on around the area as well. In case you missed it last week, all the teams that we cover here, and you heard Chad mention it on the grid here tonight just before our broadcast started, all of the local teams wound up losing last week. It was Chapel Hill, as we mentioned, falling to Southern Durham, and Northwood, a team that was banged up as the season wound down, fell hard to Eastern Alamance over in Mebane. So Orange, if you will, if you like a Star Wars reference, is Luke Skywalker, the lone starfighting remaining to take on the Death Star, if you will. And certainly the Panthers are up to the challenge, last year making it all the way to the regional final, where they wound up losing to Havelock in the 3A bracket. Tonight, it's Orange competing in the 3AA state championships. Now, Orange has won the toss, and they have elected to defer their selection to the start of the second half. So it will be Cleveland with the football to begin the game. And that means we'll see the powerful rushing attack of the Rams right off the bat. The Rams quarterbacked by Aaron Farmer, who has completed 57% of his passes this year. He has thrown for 1,373 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Again, this is not a big play threat team on the ground, or in the air. They prefer to do a lot of their business on the ground. And that's exactly why Farmer has run for 1,092 yards And Isaac Martin, the Shrine Bowl running back, has run for 1,837 yards for this powerful offense of Cleveland that has scored over 29 points in every game this year. However, on the other hand, this is an Orange defense that has not given up a touchdown in 5 of their 12 games this year. And last week added to that total the 31-3 victory over Rocky Mount, as the Panthers held the Griffons to a single field goal that came early in the second quarter. Orange has pitched 4 shutouts this season. So something will have to give, as the old cliche goes, as we move into action here tonight. We're going to do a 2-minute timeout, come back, get ready for kickoff between Cleveland and Orange. Get ready for high school football playoff action here on 97.9 WCHL and chapelboro.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hey, Ron, it's my favorite time of the year again.
You mean the holidays, David?
I mean basketball season, Ron. But now that you mention the holidays, you should come do some holiday shopping at Fitz Lumber and Hardware. We've got great stocking stuffers and all the tools needed for the weekend warrior fathers out there attempting the ever-growing honey-do list into the new year. From the Fitz Lumber and Hardware family, we wish you and yours a happy and safe holiday season. As always, thanks for your business.
Orange will kick off to Cleveland as we start the playoff action here tonight. And a great Orange contingent has made the trip out to Clayton this evening. It will be Barbie kicking the ball away for the Panthers. Back deep to accept the kickoff for Cleveland will be number 25, Corey Brown, along with number 11, Isaac Martin. It's a low line drive of a kickoff taken by Martin at the 8-yard line, 10, 15, up to the 20. He's to the 25, and that's where he's taken down. So the Panthers force the Rams to start 75 yards from its own goal line, and it'll be first down and 10 for a Cleveland team that's averaging 38 points per contest. The quarterback for the team, as we told you earlier, is Aaron Farmer, only a junior. He wound up taking the starting job midway through the year last year as a sophomore. He has run for over 1,000 yards on the season. And he lines up now with a spread look. 3 wide outs to the near side, 1 to the far side. And Isaac Martin, the running back, will get the call and has a burst of steam over the middle past the 30. And Isaac Martin is ahead to the 33-yard line of Cleveland for a gain of 8 yards, where it will be second down, and 8. And, of course, as you would expect, Cleveland going without a huddle, as is the case for much of high school football nowadays. Second down and 1. They'll mark it from the 34, and it'll be Martin on the ball fake. Farmer keeps it himself, and Farmer fights ahead for 6 yards, and he'll move ahead for the first down as he streaks ahead to about the 40-yard line of Cleveland. First down coming up here for the Rams. The Panthers have not given up a touchdown on the first drive of the season this year on defense. And the handoff goes to Martin, and he runs around left tackle but can only get 3 yards out to the 43-yard line as we quickly ran behind the blocks of number 76, Zach Jacobs, and Briar Rogers, number 75. Call it a gain of two there for Martin, so it'll be second down and eight. Martin with the call, runs to the right and runs into a stack of white jerseys after pile driving ahead to the 45-yard line, and that's as far as Martin could go. So the running rough now for Martin as Orange, after giving up a first down a moment ago, holds Martin to back-to-back two-yard carries here, and it will be third down coming up. It will be third and six. Farmer stands back in the shotgun. Orange now comes with a blitz. Farmer rolls out to the near side, looks to go long. Gun gets short, and the pass bobbled, and it will be called a catch into Panther territory. The grab was made by Corey Brown, who managed to hold on to it and was taken down from behind by J.D. Brooks. So it's a first down as Farmer gets it done with his arm this time, throwing to Corey Brooks, the third leading receiver on the team. And the gain works ahead for 13 yards. And now here's Farmer taking it by himself on the design keeper, and he dances past the 40 to about the 35-yard line of Orange. So after a third down and six situation, it turns into a 13-yard pickup for the first down for the Cleveland Rams. And they're now into Panther territory. It's second down. We'll call it second down and two. As Farmer picked up eight just a moment ago. And now we have movement from the right guard position. And it'll be 5 yards here against the Rams, as the procedure penalty will cost them five to make it second down and seven. We told you that Orange on defense has not given up a touchdown on the offense's opposing drive at the beginning of the season. All year long, in fact, Southern Durham scored on its second possession against Orange, but not the first. Three wideouts to the far end of the field. The leading receiver on the team is number two for the Rams. And here's the play action fake, and now the handoff. He'll go to Martin, who tumbles up the middle past the 35, and he'll move inside the 35 to about the 34. So call it a gain of six on the play to the 34, and it'll be third down and one. The burst by the Cleveland offensive line, very strong here, probably unlike anything Orange has faced all year. Farmer, again from the shotgun, sends a man in motion. And it's a handoff. Martin tries to tumble to the left, and it'll come down to the mark as to whether or not he got the first down. Very, very close to the chains. That spot inconclusive, so they're going to call for a measurement here. Martin needed to get right to the 33. And the clock is blown dead with 8:49 remaining here in the first quarter. A confident Cleveland team with Aaron Farmer, the junior quarterback, clapping his hands. As everybody comes to the bench now, as the chains are stretched out, and it's either going to be fourth and very short or a first down. Either way, I'd imagine that Cleveland will keep its offense on the field. They stretch out the chains, and it will be fourth down. Martin didn't get it. So it's fourth and inches here. It was a long one to begin with. And so Orange will have its first test defensively right here and right now. Alex Raines will move to the far end of the field with Brown. It will be Martin in the backfield, of course, with Farmer. Greg Tyler in there is another wideout. Farmer will dive under center. Now he steps back to line up out of the shotgun on fourth and one. Sends a man in motion. Panthers may have jumped offside here. Let's see if that's what the flags are for. Whistles sound. And an offside called against Orange will get the first down for Cleveland. So the Rams wind up getting the first down via a penalty to the 28-yard line. As one Panther got a jump, wasn't entirely in the neutral zone, and actually did move back. But unlike college and the pros at high school, once you're in the neutral zone, it's a penalty. You can't move back. So it's first down now for Cleveland from the Orange 28. Handoff, Martin runs around left end under inside the 25, and he's down to the 21-yard line. And it's been a steady stream of Isaac Martin, who is closing in on 2,000 yards rushing on the season, carrying this Cleveland drive thus far. Gain of 6 here to the Orange 22 to make it 2nd down and 4. Farmer again. Now he'll pull it back, taking himself, dive inside the 20. He's close to another first down. Is the junior quarterback. As Farmer continues to run behind the block setup, that time he ran behind Reagan Wells. And it'll be a first down. As the ball advanced to the 17-yard line, it's a gain of 5. So it's first down for Cleveland. They've already chewed 4 minutes off the clock. Farmer takes himself on the keeper, runs around right in, into the second level, past the 10-yard line and down to the 9. Well, Orange isn't used to seeing a quarterback keep the ball so often on so many consecutive plays. Kendall Hinton for Southern Durham and Sean Sankavich of Cardinal Gibbons will certainly run it. But they will look to throw first. Here with Aaron Farmer, it's the exact opposite. Here's the handoff on 2nd and 1, and Martin has got the first down as he cuts it up to about the 7, and then he got tripped up. Short pickup. Good tackle made on the play by Orange's D'Angelo Compton. And they're going to rule that Martin didn't get the first down, actually. So it's going to be 3rd down and short. So 3rd down and 1 as Cleveland had Martin get into the backfield, but got stopped up by Compton. So it's 3rd down and 1. There are digital play clocks equipped here at Ram Stadium, but they aren't working. Here's the handoff. It goes to Martin. He's inside the 5, and he'll dance it to the end zone for a touchdown. An 8-yard touchdown run by Isaac Martin. And for Martin, that is his 32nd touchdown of the year. Taking 6:49 off the clock, and already it is 6-0 in favor of Cleveland. So the Rams offense did not look intimidated there. Here's the extra point put up by Paul Johnson, and it is up and it is good off the hole by Farmer. And with that, Orange has given up a touchdown on the first possession of the game for the first time all season. It is Cleveland 7, Orange nothing. And you're listening to High School Football here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill-Carrboro high school teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
It was a 75-yard touchdown drive by Cleveland. It was very meticulous. It wound up taking 5 minutes and 11 seconds off the clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's not sit down yet. Let's hear it for your Rams.
14 plays overall, just the way that Coach Mark Morris designed it for his Cleveland squad. And the Rams lead by a score of 7-0. And so now the Panther offense will have to respond against a Cleveland defense that's been playing very well as of late. Paul Johnson, the kickoff, a sky kick, and it'll be taken on a fair catch at the 33-yard line by Orange's Bryce Wilson. And so the Panther offense, which is averaging 41 points per game, will come out onto the field now. Garrett Clower has thrown for over 2,000 yards on the season. After the victory last week over Rocky Mount, where he wound up throwing for 2 touchdowns, Garrett Clower has thrown for 32 touchdowns and 3 interceptions this year. Tay Jones will line up as a slot back along with Patrick Pettiford. Michael Bolden will be the fullback on 1st down and 10. Panthers with Jones in motion. He'll get the toss sweep, running to the right side. Got running room past the 40, over the 45 to the 50. Jones 40, 30, 25, 20. He's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Orange. Just like that, a 67-yard touchdown scamper, and I mean nobody, touched Tay Jones. And that run puts Tay at over 1,300 yards on the season. Tay Jones with the touchdown run of 67 yards on Orange's first play from scrimmage. And the game is at 7-6. Brad Barbie will try to tie it. Here's the extra point
The hold down by Wilson. The kick is up, and it is good. And just like that, we're tied. That didn't take long. Looks like the feeling out process is over for the Orange offense. It is Cleveland 7, Orange 7. And you're listening to it here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Tay Jones got that toss sweep from Garrett Clower and ran around the left side, and there was nobody within a mile. I mean a mile, Tay Jones. It was a simple toss sweep, and Orange watched Tay Jones do his thing. And Tay now with a touchdown run that has tied the game immediately. Here's the kickoff, and it's taken by number 25. This is Corey Brown, and he has stood up right at the 16-yard line. The first man to come in contact with him was number 17, Derek Boone, and the Boone chants sound from the opposite end of the stadium where a good contingent of Orange fans have made the trip up from Hillsboro. So it'll be first down here for Cleveland after the momentum that they enjoyed during the first 5 minutes of this game washed away in mere seconds off a 67-yard touchdown run by Tay Jones. It's first down and 10, and Farmer and Martin will have to do their thing. Here's a fake, and Farmer will keep it himself, running around right in. Pass to 25, and he's down to the 26-yard line. So Aaron Farmer, a running quarterback, we told you he has run for over 1,000 yards this year, and here he winds up gaining 8 to make it second down and 2. Farmer took over the job midway through his sophomore year because the starting quarterback last year for Cleveland wound up getting hurt. Here's the handoff. Martin's got the first down and more over the 30, and he's taken down at the 36-yard line. And very quickly, it has turned into a battle of who can you top this on offense? Ball to the 37. And it'll be a first down after the 11-yard pickup by Martin. Martin again looks to go around M, but he can't escape the Panther pursuit, and he's taken down after a one-yard pickup as Brian Stevenson comes over and makes the stop from his defensive end position. The gain is good for 2 by Martin, and it'll be second down and 8. Cleveland, if nothing else, certainly can melt the clock out of this offense, so perhaps they can wear the Panther defense down. At least that's what they're hoping for. Mark Morris sends the play call in. Joe Capps, the offensive coordinator for Cleveland, signals in the play on second and 8. Now a quick hitter to the far end of the field. The path is caught and taken down at the 45, shy of the first down, goes number 21, Greg Tyler. So Tyler with his first grab of the night, and now just the second third down situation of the game for Cleveland as the gain is good for 5, so it will be third down and 3. Third and 3 from the 44. Big play early here for the Orange defense. Need to get off the field. And Farmer will keep it himself, but he's racked up in the backfield and dropped for a loss. 45 got in there first for Orange. That was Nick Schultz. And then Drew LeMaster followed. And the loss of 1 will make it fourth down. And perhaps a punting situation. Now, Farmer is also the punter on this team, so we could see a quick kick. Cleveland lining up like they're going to go for it, and they are going to go for it. Here's Farmer running for it, and he won't get there. Farmer wound up keeping on a fourth down and 4 from his own 43 and only got to the 46, so he stopped shy of the first down. Mark Mullis running a gamble early here, trying to roll the dice, and sometimes when you gamble, you roll snake eyes. A fourth down attempt in the first quarter with Cleveland inside their own territory. But it only worked for 3 yards when they needed 4. And so Orange will now start this drive in Cleveland real estate at the Ram 46-yard line. First down and 10. Garrett Clower, the quarterback. Let's see if Orange can make that one heard. And here's the handoff. Tay Jones running around left end again. He's to the 45. Plenty of daylight for Jones. And he pushes ahead close to the 40-yard line. Pushed out of bounds to the far end of the field. Tay Jones, the leading rusher on this Panther team, with that touchdown a moment ago, after the three that he put up last week, he has scored 23 touchdowns on the season. Tay picked up six here, so it's second down and four from the Cleveland 40. Clower behind center out of a standard double wing formation on second down and four. And here's the handoff. Jones doesn't have much daylight this time, but he juked his way out of it. Pushes to the far sideline. He's got the first down and more. Oh, two Rams had him all bottled up, but Tay Jones's quickness was just too much for both of those Rams as he ran away from both of them, scrambled around left end, and wound up getting 8 yards to the 32-yard line. It has been the Tay Jones show so far for Orange. He has had three carries in this game, and he's already at 77 yards rushing. First down for Orange now at the Cleveland 32-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. And Clower will pass for the first time tonight. Throws. Pass is caught. Artrell Stewart spins away. 25-yard line. Stewart carrying a Ram down the field. Now two Rams down the field. And he's finally inside the red zone, taken down at the 17-yard line of Cleveland. Artrell carried two Rams for a cab ride. He should have charged him cab fare. He carried him 15 feet down the field. So Stewart with his first catch of the night, after making a touchdown grab last week, here it works for 15 yards, and it'll be first down. Orange testing the Cleveland defense, which was so vulnerable earlier this year. They scored a touchdown on the first play from scrimmage tonight from 63 yards out, and here they're knocking at the door again. Pitch out. This time it's Pat Pettiford running to the opposite end of the field. He's inside the 15, dives inside a tackle, and Pat Pettiford winds up in a rugby scrum down at about the 12-yard line. Well, if anything, that's a gain for the Cleveland defense, a gain of five for Orange. That's the lowest amount they've had from scrimmage so far tonight. All to the 12-yard line as Pettiford held to five. Hopefully you caught that feature yesterday on the WRAL News where Pat Pettiford earned the Extra Effort Award, not only detailing his exploits on the gridiron, but also his artwork, which has been shown locally in the library in Orange County. Quite a talented young man. All right, second down at five. And the handoff opposite way. It goes to Tay Jones. He's hit from the side, taken down close to the first down, running around left guard. It'll be close to the first down with a minute 46 remaining, but Jones wound up getting the ball to the 7-yard line, and that's enough for a first down. Clock stopped with 1:46 remaining, and the game tied at 7. A punishing drive by Cleveland that wound up going 75 yards on 14 plays was matched by Orange going for a touchdown run on one play from scrimmage, a 63-yard gallop by Tay Jones. Now Orange have an offset eye formation on first down and goal. And the toss will go this side. It'll go to Pettiford looking for room. Rumbles to the near sideline, tries to step out of the tackle, and reaches out to get to the 5-yard line. So Pettiford winds up with two on the play. And it'll be second down and goal from the five. Orange letting the clock run here in the waning moments of the first quarter, trying to score. It's second down and goal. It's been almost all passes so far for the Panthers. Coach Pat Moser was concerned about Cleveland's defensive tackle, so Orange has pretty much opted for runs around ends, mainly on the left side. Holding the fullback, second and five. Clower, three-step drop, throws far sideline. Pass is incomplete. He was looking to go to the far end of the field for Kai Muller, but he threw that one at his feet, so it's third down. Muller tried to haul it in, diving for the goal line, but Clower threw that one low. Garrett coming into the game at 61% completion percentage. So a third down and goal situation as Orange tried to convert after Cleveland turned it over on downs at their own 45. Bolden, the fullback in the backfield. Jones and Pettiford again, the wingbacks, and Clower. Now the play blown dead. Timeout Orange. Timeout, 38.1 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. And we'll do a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Football here on 97.9 FM WCHL and chapelboro.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
So Orange with a big play coming up here. And what will be third down and goal from the Cleveland 5-yard line. Last week we saw Brad Barbie kick a field goal from 34 yards out. But Pat Moser might be thinking about field position here. And certainly he wants to give his defense a breather after a grueling opening drive by Cleveland, where the defense was on the field for over 5 minutes, nearly six. You hear the cowbells below us of the Cleveland fans. And here's the misdirection. Fake handoff. Clower throws under pressure. Incomplete. He threw it at the feet of one of his linemen, and now a flag comes in. That might be intentional grounding. As Clower threw that ball, but the man who was best in position to get it was an offensive lineman. So it could be intentional grounding here against Orange. With 31 seconds remaining, no, it's an illegal touching against Orange. The first man that touched it was an offensive lineman. So it's going to be a loss of down penalty and 5 yards. And it's going to be fourth down, and now Brad Barbie comes out on the field, and this will be a 32-yard field goal attempt. No angle here. This is straight away. Orange will line up Adam Reynolds as the long snapper on this 32-yard attempt. The holder will be Bryce Wilson. Barbie kicked a 34-yarder last week against Rocky Mount. This from 32. Snap, spot, kick, up, and the kick. It's good. Brad Barbie kicks the field goal from 32 yards out. And with 25.9 seconds remaining, a win by the Cleveland defense there, after their offense put them in a bad situation. The field goal by Brad Barbie has given Orange a 10-7 lead here against the Rams with 25.9 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Runs by Tay Jones on that drive of 6, 8, and 5 yards. Oddly, he did not get a call when Orange managed to drive the ball to the 5-yard line. It was a run by Pat Pettiford, and then two incompletions by Garrett Clower. But already in this first half, Tay Jones is coming close to a 100-yard game. 14 and 19, he's already at 82 yards rushing in the game. And, of course, the bulk of that came on Orange's first play from scrimmage when Tay Jones ran it in from 63 yards out. As Orange put up its first touchdown, and now the field goal by Brad Barbie puts Orange out in front 10-7. Barbie will kick the ball away now with 25.9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Puts boot the ball. The kickoff will be taken by Tilly at the goal line. Wound up stepping in the end zone. No touchback call. Tilly eludes one Panther, but not another. He should have stayed in the end zone because Tilly taken down at the 17. Some of the Ram fans encouraging Tilly to let the ball go into the end zone. Would have gained 3 yards if he had, and as it will be. First down coming up here for Cleveland at their own 17-yard line as we wind down the first quarter. Farmer close to a 50-yard half with Isaac Martin in the backfield. Martin rushed for the lone touchdown by Cleveland earlier in the game. They get the play call from offensive coordinator Joe Capps, and the throw to the far end of the field. Pats is caught by Tilly at the 30-yard line, and he's down at the 31. So first down run there after the swing pass Bradshaw makes the tackle for Orange. That's A.J. Bradshaw on the tackle. Excuse me, that was Corey Brown who wound up making the grab there. So Brown advances the ball, and that will wrap up the first quarter. Gain of 14 a moment ago. And we go to the second quarter with the score Orange 10 and Cleveland 7. And you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 WCHL and chapelboro.com.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been playing with the website again.
Sammy, you put yourself out there like this techno geek, and even I know that what we have now is way better than what we had last week. Although I sometimes yearn for the days when buyers picked up the Sunday real estate section and looked at grainy photos of the front of the house.
Yeah, and then you could start a fire with it. Well, you can't start a fire with our website, but you can search for homes easily, quickly, and unencumbered. No ads, no registering, no tracking. And you're seeing not just Franklin Street listings, but all area listings.
Go to the buying or selling page and really learn about the process and how we work together. There's a section about our schools. The whole website is a great tool for anyone considering moving into or within our community.
Remember, you don't have to sign up. Just go to franklinstreetrealty.com and have at it.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
We open up the second quarter of play here tonight from Clayton as Orange leads Cleveland by a score of 10-7. And it's Clayton ball now at its own 30-yard line. Jeff Hanlon here with you. Very happy you're with us here from Ram Stadium. We'll get in scores throughout the night, and we'll let you know what's going on here as Orange looks to play on past Thanksgiving for the second year in a row. Here's Farmer. Handoff goes to Martin, but he's taken down immediately at the line of scrimmage. Big number 95 got in there for the Panthers. That was Jake Frederick coming over to stop Martin. And it'll be second down and nine. Second and nine coming up here. Long delay here by Cleveland as they wait to get the play call in. Now Farmer gets the play call in. Rolling out to the far end of the field, looking at a gun at long. Now got a hold of himself and run for it. Can't find anyone open. Takes off to the near sideline. Scrambles past the 35. Looks to get to the first down. He'll go out of bounds, perhaps just shy of it, right at the 40-yard line. That was some running there by Farmer, as he ran from one end of the field to the other, and Farmer wound up very close to the first down. It's going to be third down and one, as they wound up getting nine out of that. Call it eight out of that initially. Some elusiveness by Aaron Farmer. And now Farmer, handoff. Martin is hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. Nick Schultz got in there to tackle him at his knees. And Mark Holt also got in there, so now it's fourth down. And will Cleveland roll the dice again? The loss is back to the 38. It's a two on the play, so it's fourth and three now. And Coach Morris is going to send his troops out there to go for it again in their own territory, or at least line up that way. Fourth down and three. Now Cleveland with Farmer looking back, and looks like they're going to wind up going for it again on fourth and three. Farmer takes the handoff, going to roll to the far side. The throw is caught. First down, out of bounds. Now he loses the football, and then a Ram dives on it to retain possession. That was number 25, Corey Brown, who made the catch, and then he fumbled it. And after he did, it was Greg Tilly who fell on the ball back at the 48. So the game was good for 10 when it was a first down. To the 48 of Cleveland. Orange leads 10-7. Substitution in as Tilly comes out limping after recovering that fumble. Now first down. Here's the handoff. Martin again streaks out to the second level past the 45, and he rumbles into Panther territory over the 40-yard line. Runs into the Orange secondary, and a good run by Isaac Martin moves it ahead to the 38-yard line. Will be a first down. Gain of 14 there for Martin. And it's yards and steady chunks here. Here's the handoff. Martin again cuts up the center of the line. And he has his legs taken out from under him past the 35. Nick Schultz made the tackle for Orange. Call it a gain of seven, so it's second down to the 32-yard line. And Farmer will keep it himself, runs around right in, has some daylight, past the 25-yard line, and he'll be held up there. Bryce Wilson makes the stop, but Farmer's got another first down, as the gain is good for seven. Well, Cleveland is not a team shy of gambling. Twice already in this game, they've gone for it on fourth down in their own territory. Once it worked, the other time it cost them 3 points. 10-7 Orange with the lead, 9:45 remaining. Corey Brown to the near side, goes in motion. And now a new play call from offensive coordinator Joe Capps. Farmer stands out of the shotgun here. Martin, handoff, cuts around left end, past the 20, into the secondary again. And he's got a first down as he runs inside the 15-yard line to about the 11. So the run good for 14, and it'll be a first down as Cleveland once again gets another long run. Here's Martin again running to the left side, past the 10, over the 5. And Cleveland can get a first down without scoring here. Martin runs for 8 more yards as they continue to pile it on. And it'll be second down and 2 from the 3-yard line. Very quick moving offense here for Cleveland. They've been in a rhythm for much of the game. And now we have whistles, as it was going to be a play action fake by Farmer, but we have procedure called here to make it second down and 7, as 5 yards will be marked off against the Rams. Not very hard to figure out this Cleveland offense in terms of personnel. They keep Martin and Farmer in the game largely all the time. Occasionally you'll see Corey Brown go in as a backup running back, but it's Martin that gets the lion's share of the calls. It's up to the defense to stop it. Second down and 8. Orange can't put too many men in the block in the box because the spread winds up having you pretty much takes that away from you. Here's the handoff. Martin will run around left end, and he's taken down shy of the 5-yard line. So Martin with a flag down late. See what we have here. Martin, as it stood, was going to get 2 yards out of that, but instead it will be, what do we have here, a long conference between the officials. And we have a personal foul called against Cleveland and against Orange. Dueling personal fouls will offset the play. Since it was a dead ball foul, the play will stand. And it will be third down and 5 from the 6. Again, Cleveland can get a first down without scoring. 8:25 remaining in the first half. Orange is up 10-7. Farmer gets the play call, looks at his wristband for the play. Isaac Martin also has a similar wristband. Farmer, bump fake, now throws over the middle, and the pass is caught for a touchdown. It goes to Patrick Jezequel, number 5. He catches it from 6 yards out, and Cleveland has the lead again at 13-10. So the first touchdown pass of the night by Aaron Farmer goes to Jezequel, the second leading receiver on the team. For Martin, that's his 9th touchdown pass of the year. Now the extra point up by Paul Johnson. It is no good. Johnson missed the extra point wide to the right. And with that, we go to a break with the score. Cleveland up on Orange, 13-10. And you're listening to ChapelBurl.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
You're listening to High School Football on 97.9 FM WCHL. Follow your area teams all season long on your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
So the touchdown drive for Cleveland featured a fourth down conversion inside their own territory once again. This time it was at their own 48-yard line, but the play wound up working as a big pass thrown to number 25, Corey Brown, worked, and now a sky kick to the 38-yard line and falling out of bounds to make the catch is Arch's 37 on the play. That was Michael Bolden, a regular lineup on fullback, and now Orange will take the ball back first down. So it's clear that Cleveland is willing to give up 10, 15 yards of field position, maybe more than that, just to make sure that Orange doesn't get too much when it comes to returns. Ball at the 36 of the Panthers. Ty Muller to the far end of the field as the Panthers are down 13-10. The extra point by Paul Johnson a moment ago was wide to the right. That could be big. Here are the Cowbells below us. Pettiford goes in motion. Clower under center on this play will throw to Pettiford far end of the field. Pass to 35. Pettiford tries to juke pass around, but he can't get too far as he's tangled up at about the 38-yard line and wrestled down there. On the stop there, Ryan Flores, along with Malik Vick. And the gain was good for only two. So it's second down and eight. Orange has had an extremely successful running attack so far in this one, scoring on its first play from scrimmage off a run by Tay Jones that went 63 yards. Second down and eight now. Panthers moving right to left. Here's the handoff. Jones meets pressure early, runs away from it. Scampers outside, 45 to the 50, and Tay Jones barrels into the Rams sideline, and he's now in the Cleveland real estate, marked out of bounds at the 46. A spectacular run once again by Tay Jones, just when it looked like the Rams had him bottled up. Tay has speed like none other, and it's going to be up to Cleveland in order to stop him tonight. If they don't, it could be a long second half indeed. The run there was good for 16 yards by Tay, and it's a first down to the 46 of Cleveland. Ty Muller goes far in. We have not seen Joe Pescatelli in the game, although Pat Moser told us there was a chance he could return as a wide receiver. Now Jones goes in motion as a wideout. Handoff, Pettiford to the right, meets resistance early, and he'll be taken down for a loss. Pettiford still fighting, but Pat couldn't get out of his own backfield. Good pursuit made by Gerald Meadows, along with Dylan Caldwell. We told you about him earlier, so it's a loss of two a moment ago by Pettiford to make it second down and 12. 13-10, Cleveland with the lead off the six-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Farmer to Patrick Jezequel. Second and 12 for the Panthers as they have crossed the 50-yard line for the second time in this game. They're second drive of the night started inside Cleveland territory. Clora passing the flat, caught by Pettiford inside the 40, and Pettiford's close to another first down. That was Pettiford getting to the 36, and that's going to put him even with the chains. It'll come down to a measurement as to whether or not he got the first down. At the very least, there'll be a third and short. Regardless, they're going to call for a measurement. Pettiford again coming out of the flat, and he is a dual threat. And very often when it comes to Pat, we've seen him score from long range. Had a 56-yard touchdown earlier this year against Northern. He had two touchdowns in a game against Cedar Ridge. Changang comes from the far end of the field to the near side to see whether or not Pettiford succeeded in giving Orange a new set of downs. It's so close, the official had to pull out his credit card. And it looks like he's a tad bit short. So Pettiford winds up getting 11 out of it. And third down and one coming up here for the Panthers in what is no doubt four down territory. Now we see Joe Piscitelli in the game, his first appearance as a wide receiver since the Northwood game. Remember, he broke his wrist in that contest. He's played quarterback the last 2 weeks. But this is his return now as a wide receiver. He was the leading receiver on the team before that injury against Northwood. Again, a double wing formation for Garrett Clower on third down and inches. Really, it's about a foot. Clower will sneak up the middle for it, and he's got the first down. Clower ran right up the gut, and there was no stopping him that time. 88 comes over on the tackle for Cleveland. It'll be a first down for the Panthers. Dylan Caldwell managed to hold up the Panther quarterback. Turns into a four-yard pickup and a first down for the Panthers. Panthers driving to the scoreboard now. And it's been a long drive here. No doubt that helps the Panther defense, which found itself very active during the first quarter of play. Had a 14-play drive by Cleveland to open the contest, and Orange scored right back on the next play from scrimmage. Long bomb down the field. The pass is a diving attempt, and incomplete pass. It was Muller diving for it, and he couldn't quite haul it in. No, it was Piscitelli going for the catch. He couldn't quite haul that one in. Piscitelli broke free. He was wide open along the far sideline. Pass led him a little bit too far. If it was put in there perfectly, it would have been another touchdown pass for Garrett Clower. It would have been his 33rd toss of the year. As it is, second down now from the Cleveland 33. Clock stop with 6:13 remaining. Out of the double wing. Clower will hand it off to Tay Jones, but this time Tay is bottled up and dropped. He is dropped for a loss, is the junior tailback for the Panthers. Sterling Johnson comes over on the tackle. Ball back to the 35 is a loss of two, so now Orange has a third and 12 situation. Third and 12 back at the 35-yard line. Muller will line up to the right. Remember, he's the big play threat on this team, leading the squad in receiving yardage. Archrell Stewart has touchdowns and back-to-back games for Orange. He's to the left side. Big third and 12 situation. Clover with the seven-step drop now. Looks, flushed out of the pocket. Looks to run for it. Now throws to the far end, and the pass is caught by Muller. Stopped at the 10. Now breaks free, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchdown. Kai Muller from 35 yards out. It's his sixth touchdown in seven games, and Orange has taken the lead right back. Kai Muller with the touchdown from 35 yards out. As he broke free along the far end, good play by Garrett Clower to extend the play. As he broke away from early pursuit, Sterling Johnson was right on his back. But the 35-yard touchdown pass is the 33rd touchdown of the year by Garrett Clower. Now the extra point, a big one by Brad Barbie, and it's good. And Orange now has a four-point lead. It is Orange 17 and Cleveland 13, and you're listening to it here on Chapelboro.com and 97.9 WCHL.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruisers locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
So the 35-yard touchdown pass by Garrett Clower as he threw it to the far end of the field for Kai Muller. And the play worked for a touchdown, and so Orange now with the lead, 17-13 against Cleveland, after the extra point by Brad Barbie. Barbie will kick the ball away this time. A line drive kick. It'll bounce at the 5, and then it bounces off a Cleveland player, and he still hasn't picked it up. Ball free at the 10 to the 15, and then number 23 comes out and reaches out as Corey Johnson. 23 on the carry. just barely got it free, and the Orange pursuit was coming as Johnson fumbled about. Johnson barely got it past the 21-yard line, so Cleveland will open up there with 5:06 remaining in the first half. And the Orange defense finally had a chance to rest up just a moment ago. After really being on the field for, say, about 8 minutes of the first quarter, there a good lengthy rest and a touchdown drive to conclude it all on a third down and 12 play by Garrett Clower. Another huge play. And here's the handoff. Martin tripped up the line of scrimmage and goes down immediately. Looked like he tripped perhaps over one of his own lineman's legs. Cardinal Gibbons, we understand, is leading Southern Durham 13-7. So second down after Martin was tripped up. Here's Farmer with the long count once again. And he'll play fake it, meets pressure immediately, now tries to toss it up to the far end of the field. No one remotely close. Is that going to be grounding? I'm not sure how. It isn't. But no flag is down. And the Orange fans booing that. Tell you what, Farmer was nowhere near out of the pocket, and no one was near that ball. So now a third down situation. So far in the game, Cleveland is 3-for-5 on third down conversions. They are 1-for-2 on fourth down conversions. Here are 3rd and 10. This is their longest third down situation of the night. Farmer will sprint out to the far end of the field. Looks, now throws over the middle, and the pass is incomplete. Led his wide out too far as he attempted to get that one to number 23, Corey Johnson. And now a 3-and-out forced by the Orange defense, their first 3-and-out of the game. Unless, of course, Cleveland wants to go ahead and go for it at their own 21-yard line. They have not taken the offense off the field, but remember, Farmer is his own punter, and now he steps back to punt the ball away. So Farmer with the punt. J.D. Brooks back to take it at his own 42-yard line. Scrambles to the far side. Gets a great block past the 50. Here's J.D. Brooks to the 45, and he's taken down at the 44. The block from behind by number 7, A.J. Bradshaw, left some Cleveland fans unhappy, but it was a legal one in the eyes of the officials. And the ball ahead to the 47-yard line of Cleveland, and Orange will open up its second drive of the night inside Cleveland territory. And it'll be first down. Actually, the markup will be at the 44. Even better news for the Panthers with 4:11 remaining. Kai Muller, who caught the big touchdown a moment ago, will line up to the right. And it'll be Artrell Stewart to the left. A huge play in this game coming on Orange's last play from scrimmage. 3rd and 12 with Cleveland's defense building momentum, and then Garrett Clower shatters it all with a touchdown strike to Muller. First down now from the Ram 44, and Clower with a 7-step drop. He'll gun it up down the field for Muller, and the pass is caught inside the 5-yard line, and he's wrestled out of bounds there. A great catch by Muller because he reached over the defensive back's helmet gear, it would appear, to make the catch. Muller actually had to go behind the defensive back's helmet, and he actually brought it back over the helmet with his arms and hauled it in. A great catch by Kai Muller. And the ball down to the 4-yard line. It's a gain of 40 on the play to the Cleveland 4-yard line. Muller back to work here. Two strikes to Kai Muller. And the Rams could be on the ropes. Here's the handoff going up the middle. Tay Jones puts his head forward, goes into a stack of black jerseys, can't get past the goal line, though he moved toward it. Got up to about the 2, and that's about all. So Tay Jones gets 2 to make it 2nd down and goal. Call it a gain of 3 on the play as they move it up to the 1. Ball to the 1-yard line. Now Pettiford dots the I with Michael Bolden in as the fullback out of a standard I formation. And they have Jones in the game as the wingback to the right side. Here's Clover with the toss. It goes to Pettiford. He cuts it up the middle. Dives. Touchdown, Orange. Pat Pettiford with a one-yard touchdown run. And for Pat, that's his seventh rushing touchdown of the year. And the Panthers now lead the game 23-13. Back-to-back touchdowns by the Panthers. And both of them set up by big touchdown passes. I should say big passes from Garrett Clower to Kai Muller. Now Brad Barbie would try the extra point to try to put Orange up by 11. Snap, spot, kick, up, good. And Orange, with 3 minutes remaining in the first half with the lead, it is the Panthers 24 and Cleveland 13, and you're listening to it all here on 97.9 FM WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Having a nice lawn is not impossible.
Our mission at Landscape Logic is to help you discover the possibilities for your landscape. We'll evaluate your landscape, prioritize your needs so that you can make a decision based on practicality or economics. We are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to create a finished and kept look for your landscape.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to visit LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
So after Orange's defense comes up with its first three and out of the game, the Panther offense comes through once again. And once again, it's Garrett Clower throwing to Kai Muller on a 40-yard strike that brought the ball to the 4-yard line. And after Tay Jones got 3 yards on first down, Pat Pettiford did the rest. The rushing touchdown, his seventh rushing touchdown of the year, gives Orange a 24-13 lead. The kickoff by Barbie manages to elude both Corey Johnson and number 15 Alex Raines and dances into the end zone. Cleveland's had to deal with bad field position all night. And now it's first down and 10. And this is a big situation here for the Rams, because you have to remember, Orange is going to get the ball to start the second half. And what the Rams need now is a score, because Orange's offense has moved with rhythm all night long tonight. They have scored on all four of their drives, three touchdowns and a field goal. Aaron Farmer, the quarterback, gets the call. He has one touchdown pass on the night. Handoff. Martin has pressure in the backfield immediately, and Martin can't get out of his own backfield. He's dropped for no gain. Mark Holt got in there. He's the one who helped cause the disruption along with Byron Stevenson. And so it'll be second down and 10. And the Panther defense has managed to gain some momentum as well after giving up a rare second quarter touchdown. Just the third game this year where that's been the case. Second down and 10. Farmer, now a keeper, runs around left end, fakes the option. Now he pitches it off to Martin. He's got running room over the 25, past the 30, and he's close to a first down near horse collar tackle that time by the Panthers. But it's going to be a first down as the option winds up working for 15 yards. Good ball handling that time by Farmer as he carried it to the near sideline. Clock running with 2:12 remaining. Orange up 24-13 against Cleveland. And here's Farmer of a low shotgun snap. Hands it off. Martin with that head steam over the 40. Past the 45, and he's tripped up there. 43 comes over. Drew LeMaster on the tackle. Boy, great burst of speed once again by Martin. You understand why he's closing in now on 2,000 yards for the season, as he winds up getting 14 here. You got to tangle him up early in the backfield, or else you won't get him until he's a good 5-6 yards down the field. That's been the case on almost all of his runs tonight. It's either been nothing or a sizable gain. Two wideouts to the far end of the field, two more to the near side. On first down, Farmer looks to keep on the option, does so around right end, and he's into Panther territory now. Stopped right at about the 45 of Orange. He was taken down by 91, Byron Stevenson once again. Also coming over was Mark Holt. And now we have a timeout called by Cleveland as the ball is marked up at the 45, so it's a gain of 6 by Farmer. That will make it second down and 4. Cleveland with two timeouts remaining in this first half, same with Orange. But the Panthers have scored on each of their possessions, and the questions that a lot of people had coming into this game would be, how would Cleveland's defense stack up against the Orange offense, especially considering that Cleveland gave up 63 points to a Riverside team that Orange shut out? And so far, those questions have been justified, because tonight Orange has exploited their passing game. Kai Muller with two huge catches, one on a third down and 12 play that wound up running for 33 yards, and a Panther touchdown that put Orange ahead. And then after the defense for Orange pitched a three and out, Clower threw to Muller again for 40 yards, and that set up the one-yard touchdown run by Pat Pettiford. And that has Orange up by 11 points now with 96 seconds remaining in the first half. It'll be trips to the far end of the field with Aaron Farmer standing out of the shotgun as usual. No real change in formation here tonight for Cleveland. Second down and four. And Farmer will run the swing pass. He'll go to Jezequil to the far end. He's got the first down. The speeding slot back runs inside the 35. And Patrick Jezequil is close to the 30-yard line. So a big drive coming up here by Cleveland as they try to answer Orange's answer. Jezequil with 15 yards. It'll be first down as Cleveland tries to mount a big drive here. Here's another swing pass. Jezequil with another catch. This time the pressure comes at him. He manages to wiggle free for a moment, but he's stacked up at the 26. So Jezequil, who caught the touchdown pass a moment ago, fights for four here, where he's tackled by J.D. Brooks and Colin Pope. Second down and six. Clock running with a minute five remaining. Ball at the Orange 26-yard line. Farmer goes to the far end with a pump fake. Now going to go long down the field. The pass is tipped away and knocked down. A.J. Bratcher managed to knock it away. The 5'11 defensive back knocked it away from Corey Brown. And Bratcher swatted that one away. Brown is only 5'6 going against Bratcher, who's 5'11. So the incompleted forward pass makes it third down. And here's the toss sweep. Now Martin with it at the 25 is going to be stopped shy of the first down. The clock continues to run, and it's going to be fourth down now. Fourth down and two, and a timeout call for here as Martin gains four out of that. Timeout call by Cleveland. They have one remaining, and now they have a decision to make. Paul Johnson has already missed an extra point. They face a fourth and a short two here with the ball in the right hash mark. So they could opt for a 38-yard field goal. More likely they will go for this. With 43.2 seconds remaining. Just like a lot of teams Orange has faced this year, Cleveland has a lot of threats offensively, but the main two, make no mistake, are quarterback Aaron Farmer and Isaac Martin, the main running back. Although we have seen Patrick Jezequil, the slot wide receiver, make some catches tonight as well. So it's going to be fourth down and one here, officially, at the 21. Orange's defense has had their moments tonight, the three and out. Namely among them. Fourth and one. Martin comes out. He'll line up in the backfield. It'll be Brown going to the far end of the field along with Greg Tyler. Near side, Jezequil. Along with Alex Raines. Here's Farmer on fourth down and one. Takes the handoff. Handoff to Martin. Got the first down over the 20s. Past the 15. Steps out of tackle. 10, 5. And he dives for the pylon. Did he get in? Yes. Touchdown. Longest run of the night by Isaac Martin. Goes for 23 yards, and it was one that Cleveland absolutely had to have before the break. And the Rams are now down 5, 24-19. Huge run by Isaac Martin. His second touchdown run of the game. And that's his 33rd touchdown of the year. Now Cleveland has only 10 men on the field for the extra point. Actually, it looks like they're going to go for two here to make up for the missed extra point on their last touchdown. Long look to the sideline by Aaron Farmer. And now they're going to have to call a timeout, burn the final timeout, just to get this playoff here with 36 seconds remaining. Huge run, though, by Isaac Martin. Just when the Rams look like they could be on the ropes. The Panthers have scored on every possession in the first half, and it's one of those games where if you give up a punt, it feels like you're giving up at least 3 points, possibly seven. And that's been the case for Cleveland here. As the Rams, the lone drive that they failed to score on, Orange wound up turning that into a touchdown. It's one of those classic shootout games that we've seen at times this year in the Big 8 Conference. Orange had it against Cardinal Gibbons, against Northwood, certainly against Southern Durham, and that could very well be the case here tonight. Orange's defense has been tested like none other time this year, aside from Southern Durham. And, of course, Cardinal Gibbons as well. Score we got earlier had Southern Durham trailing Gibbons, and we'll try to follow up on that in just a moment. But first, Cleveland is going to go for two and leave Paul Johnson, the kicker, on the sideline. Aaron Farmer will step out with the rest of the offense here from 3 yards out and try to make this a three-point game again with 36 seconds remaining here in the first half. Farmer has Martin to his right. Takes the snap, and he's going to keep it himself. Fakes the pump fake. Now going to throw for two, and the pass is caught for two. Jezequel makes the catch for two, and it's a three-point game. So Orange's lead is down to three. It is Orange 24 and Cleveland 21, and you're listening to high school football here on 97.9 WCHL.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
So the touchdown drive, a huge one by Cleveland, as Orange led this game at one point, a score of 24-13, but the Rams come back on an 80-yard drive, an 8-play drive. It culminates in the touchdown run, a 23-yarder by Isaac Martin, and it's 24-21 Orange now. With 36 seconds remaining. Paul Johnson will kick the ball away. We've seen two sky kicks from him tonight, and this will be the third one. The ball is actually fielded. That was a mistake there by Kai Muller. If he lets it go out of bounds, Orange sets up at their own 35. Muller cost his team about 3 yards there as he fielded it at the 31 and took a knee. So Orange still has some time to work with here. 35 seconds to be exact on a first down and 10. Muller to the right side. Stewart to the left. Orange lining up in a double wing. Sometimes, as we've seen, they'll pass out of this double wing. We'll see what they have to do here. Clower is going to throw. It throws for the near sideline. Pass is caught. Stewart stepped out of bounds at the 48. And that'll be a gain of 16 on the play. So Orange not willing to let this first half go without running the ball and threatening to score here. To the 48 of Orange with 27.3 seconds remaining. Muller will go to the right once again. Stewart to the left. Clower is the master of throwing out of short dropbacks. That was a three-step drop just a moment ago. Clower will take the ball again here. He'll look for Muller far into the field, and the pass is overthrown. Pass incomplete. Now make it second down and 10 with 23.2 seconds remaining. Still time to get into Brad Barbie's field goal range. And remember, Orange will get the ball to start the second half. Clower threw for his 33rd touchdown of the season earlier in the quarter on a gorgeous strike to Kai Muller. Now it's second down and 10. With 23.2 seconds remaining. And here's Clower Plenty of time to throw. Guns at near sideline. Pass is caught. Out of bounds goes Pat Pettiford. Shy of the first down. Managed to advance it to the Cleveland 46-yard line for a 6-yard gain. So it'll be third down and 4 with 18.8 seconds remaining. Remember, Orange does have 2 timeouts. Backs in the backfield will be Pettiford and Jones out of the double wing setup. Bolden is also in there. On third down and 4, Orange leads 24-21 here as we wind down the first half. Clore with a 7-step drop, meets pressure, sets up the screen, pass is caught. Pettiford's got plenty of room to run. 35 to the 30, past the 25, and Pat Pettiford is all the way to the Cleveland 21-yard line. Excellent timing on the screen pass to Pat Pettiford that works for 25 yards, and a timeout called here by Orange with 9.3 seconds remaining. They can take a crack at the end zone now. And the best part about this is, with the return of Joe Piscatelli, Orange has 2 big play threats back in there. Piscatelli has lined up at times tonight as a wide receiver. He is just as much a long-range threat as Kai Muller. But it's been Kai who's made his presence felt tonight, especially on that huge 33-yard touchdown catch on a third down play that put Orange up ahead 24-21. Orange will have enough time, even if they're tackled inbounds, to perhaps get a field goal off as well from Brad Barbie. The ball is on the left hash mark now, so it would be at a right angle if Orange didn't gain another yard. It would be a 38-yarder. So Clover will line up behind center on first down and 10 with 9.3 seconds remaining. Here's the drop back. Clover flushed out of the pocket. Now going to gun it down the field. The pass is incomplete as he was hit as he threw it, looking for Muller. It was Sterling Johnson who got in there with Lance Kirby. And so Orange will try for 3 instead with 3.5 seconds remaining. The big man came up big on the pass rush, and Brad Barbie comes out on the field now on what will be a 38-yard field goal attempt. The spot will be from the west hash mark. Bryce Wilson will be the holder. The long snapper is going to be Adam Reynolds, the regular center during scrimmage plays. From 36, snap spot, and the kick is blocked all down the field. And it's down there, and that will conclude the first half. Number 90 got in there to block it. That was Sterling Johnson. And that will conclude the first half. So Cleveland, down 11 at one point, comes up with momentum on the touchdown run by Isaac Martin. And then the field goal block to keep Orange from taking a 6-point lead into the locker room. Instead, Orange leads by 3. It is Orange 24 and Cleveland 21 as we conclude the first half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back, get ready to tell you about what else is going on across the area. The score here at halftime in the second round of the 3AA state playoffs, it's Orange 24 and Cleveland 21, and you're listening to it all here on chapelburl.com and on 97.9 FM WCHL.